Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
Finding the note.
Yeah, they were in there somewhere. I don't know what's happening, though.
That was me.
Is this thing working? There it is. That was why, because my mic was on.
Yeah, you weren't being able to be heard. Yeah. We were missing our Monty right there. I think I fixed it, Monty.
Okay.
Just a little wiggle of the wire, as they say.
Copy.
Is that what they say? A little wiggle of the wire?
I never heard that before.
Yeah, a little wiggle of the wire?
Never heard it.
Wiggle of the wire.
Okay.
Gosh, I did something today I've never done before. I've done that multiple times in the last couple of weeks. Stuff I've never done.
Two or three months, I feel like.
Yeah.
That is a common theme.
Yep, I agree, Kevin. Last night, I have three alarms I set, and I didn't set any of them.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I have three alarms.
Wow.
And
on purpose?
No, just walked up.
Thank God.
Laid down on the bed and went, well, guess that happened. Fell asleep. But I woke up.
Woke up, no trouble, huh?
No alarm. I mean, it was... substantially later than
later. Okay.
I mean, I was pretty close to the same time, Steve. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think you were. Yeah, pretty much exactly.
A little less time with the dogs. No shower. Don't pack a lunch because you guys brought in food. Drive a little quicker. Got lucky with a couple of green lights, and boom, made it anyway. But yeah, I woke up and went. I looked at the clock and went, huh. That seems off.
Is today Friday or Saturday?
You do the thing where you just look for a minute and you go,
oh, yeah.
Well, that seems wrong. That's way later. That's 45 minutes after I normally get up.
Yeah.
I should probably go.
Oh, 45 minutes.
Yeah,
wow.
It was a lot. It was a lot to make up, Steve. Sorry to the dogs.
As far as the green lights, though, I mean, even Thread, they know. I mean, do they know who you are? I mean, come on.
Just go ahead and pass on through.
Yeah.
They're fine. They'll wave you through.
Should be great.
I would have maybe creeped through one this morning because it was like the third one in a row that was red.
That is frustrating.
I only have three lights in my four-minute drive.
Yeah, right.
It turns into a 10-minute drive when they keep having every light red. And unfortunately, there was fortunately, to protect and serve.
Yeah, right.
There was a county sheriff across the street.
Just looking at you?
He was the only car looking at me, and I was the only car looking at him. And I know what he was thinking. God, I'd go through this light if that guy wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm thinking, yep, same.
He could flip his lights on and go through.
That's right.
That's what Monty would do if he was a cop.
Just throw the lights on. Well, I mean, you know.
Maybe.
You got a place to go. You got a place to go.
Got to be there.
The only one that drives me crazy is if it turns, like sometimes it'll happen on Sullivan where it'll turn red. And I look and I go, well, no one's coming the other way. Why did you turn?
It just felt like it.
It's time. You know, it's like there's a little guy that sits in there. I don't know if you guys know this, in the stoplights. There's a little guy in there.
Oh.
You know, and he'll be like, hey, watch this. See this guy coming?
See the guy that says, wait.
Watch this guy.
Wait.
Got him. I got him. What an idiot. Look at how mad he is. He's so mad right now. Oh, you don't get to go because I'm red. And then there's the guy that's in the other one. Well, let him go. We've already suffered enough. And back to the mean guy. And he's like, I don't care. The guy looks like a jerk. And then the other guy's, you should be nicer to people. Just turn green. Did you guys know that that's what happened?
No. Now I do.
Huh.
Did you know, Steve?
The more you know.
They could make a movie out of that.
Yeah.
I'll say.
So we all got that going for us, guys. Talking stoplights.
Talking stoplights.
You know how they always say everybody has like a little devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other. The stoplights have that too. Obviously, the guy who's red, he's the mean one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The green one is obviously the nice one. And the yellow one's just kind of...
Kind of like a cowardly lion.
Courage.
I would imagine he's very cautious.
Hey!
Hey-o! The
basically Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
51 inches, what is that?
4 feet, 3 inches.
Okay, so that's pretty sizable.
About my size.
That's about the size of Bruce. Sir.
So for Bruce, it'd be lifelike.
Kevin James.
Actual size. Bruce, you're not that tall.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, everybody.
Howdy, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
I missed the Friday Boys last week, so it's a...
You did?
Yeah, he wasn't here.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I was
yeah, the whole week off.
Gone on vacation.
I remember it now like it was yesterday.
I missed them.
Were you gone, though, or you were just on vacation?
No, I was just... I was here.
Okay.
I turned on the radio for one segment,
mm-hmm.
and it was a segment that it's kind of one of my little prides and joy. Sound effects game.
Oh, there you go.
And I turned it on.
Yeah, lipstick.
And I heard Steve ruin my game.
Yay, man.
And so,
putting on lipstick.
Yes, putting on lipstick.
Bruce, how was that again, Bruce?
And there was another one.
The poor guy shaking his head in there.
But because of that, we are playing it today. Again, we're going to do a do-over. We will also play a game that Steve invented last week. Called the motion game.
Should be good.
Where you just basically do the... It's called charades.
It's called charades.
Basically don't say anything.
Uh-huh.
And then you just try to get the other person to guess.
I like should that. Be an incredible
radio game.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good radio stuff.
Yeah. So that's dead ahead, guys. Who wouldn't want to listen to that? I mean, but listen anyway if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited about it.
I bet.
It will be fun. And listen, my words today, there might be one for the sound effect, a couple for the sound effect game you can make fun of. And I'm good with that, Steve. Let me have it.
Ooh, I'm gonna let you have it. I'm gonna give you the Missouri soup bone.
Okay. The heck is that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't know, but Jim Diamond said it to Steve the other day.
He went like this,
shaking his fist.
Put his fist up in the air and he goes, give you the old Missouri soup bone.
Have you guys ever heard the term of your fist or your hand being a soup bone?
No.
No, sir.
Negative.
I did a remote broadcast yesterday, so I was communicating with Jim in the afternoon. I was sending him the little breaks, and he's like, and I got one a little close to its airtime. So it was like, you know, he had to hurry. And he's like, hey, man, you got that break? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. It'll be there in a minute. I already sent it, but sometimes it takes a while. And he goes, don't make me break out the old Missouri soup bone on you. I'm like, he's never going to stop saying that now.
No, and nor should he.
No, it's a great saying. And then he even abbreviated to the MSB.
MSB.
Oh, I'm like, whoa, we've taken it to a new level.
Silver wings. Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
No.
He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
He lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times,
Bruce
Warren.
Yeah, let's go, Warren.
Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everyone.
Welcome, welcome.
Man, I tried last week and I failed. I don't remember. Oh, because I just couldn't get a video of the chorus. And I guess it wouldn't matter because you know the song so well. But the band that I was at Spokane Live last week, and the band on Country Night was Steve Starkey, local dude.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Steve's cool. And he was singing Silver Wings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was good. Mm. And so I was trying to record it to send it to you because I knew you would have been delighted.
But, oh, yeah.
Can we isolate that audio where he said Steve's cool?
Well, you can. I know you have the ability.
So. You are the one with the power.
Yeah.
Oh.
Live it, learn it, love it.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
Where do you work?
I'm like an employer. It's like...
Monty.
Can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
You mumbling?
I always mumble. Like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Yeah. Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal.
Hey,
yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're tuning
it closer. Yes, Steve.
Monty.
And then Jay took it next level, and he came up right to my face.
You're welcome, brother.
Yeah.
If you don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. They scratch at the air like a cat. Walk around.
Like a tiger.
Like a tiger.
It's a tiger. Tony the tiger. Yeah.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, and good morning, Spokane!
Yeah. Ooh, right to the city.
Yeah. The heart of it right there.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got this morning except for a couple questions that I'm writing down.
Oh,
I,
nice.
I don't know what they're for.
Yeah, we've got that coming up. Hello.
My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Here you go.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
I'm excited this morning.
Why? What's it's hard to tell sometimes, but when you say it like that, I'm excited this morning.
It's filled with excitement.
Yes. What's the deal, man?
Well, I got old news to read.
Oh man, yeah, you brought in those newspapers.
It's quite interesting, actually.
I love that stuff.
I do too.
Yeah. What year is that newspaper from, Bruce? Well,
there's two of them. One is from 1945, woo, and the other one's 1950.
Which, wow, is his year.
Okay. Yeah. I was born that year.
In 50?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No, 1950. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Double check.
I think the thing we are most amazed by, of course, it's fun to look at the ads and all that stuff and just the way they wrote stuff.
Yeah.
However, the print is, yeah, what happened? So, man, small.
What happened there?
That's amazing.
I would think, I would guess I was thinking maybe the other way, but it is. That is very tiny. It's,
yeah,
like medicine bottle. Print.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Right. Yeah. And you remember pictures of people with their magnifying, oh,
yeah,
glass reading,
that's
the paper?
That's probably this what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
I can see why.
Man, that's crazy.
And I kept trying to pinch it and zoom in, and I was like, oh, it's a paper from the 50s.
What was that? Was that ended up being a toy phone that was for sale for $1 in there? Or,
yeah,
was that, okay.
Yeah, it was, I guess.
Right. So,
we did find the movie listings for around,
oh,
yeah, 10.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Including the Fox Theater.
Did it have, oh, is it, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the State Theater.
Does, yeah, it say what what the cost of a movie was, ooh, back in the 40s and
50s? I don't think it does. But Bing Crosby is now playing at the Band Box.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Abbott, right, and Costello, where are they playing tomorrow?
They're at the Orpheum.
The Orpheum?
Yeah.
Wow.
Abbott and Costello. Let's go see it.
That's so funny. Wow. Yeah, that's cool. Where did you find this paper, Bruce?
Warren gave it to me. He found it in his house.
It was
literally
was insulation.
Yeah, when like we were remodeling, a bunch of this stuff was in the wall.
They just stick the paper in the wall. Now, did they do that for insulation, or was that just like a trash can?
I think it would. No, no. I think it was up in the attic and it fell down because there was no insulation in the house when,
oh,
I bought,
sure,
it.
Oh, I see.
And it fell just fell down. Mm.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Warren, you're really on a MVP groove right now for the show today. You brought in papers for us to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. You brought in chili dogs.
I did.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, Lori got the, I mean, really nice, big, fat beef hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah, okay? Yeah.
And she's put them in the...
I doubt that they're as big as you just showed.
Yeah. They are now.
His hands were just, what, 18 that's inches it apart?
She brought these dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's this big.
That the Olympians used for pole vaulting.
Oh, I was thinking of that fish I caught last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so Lori said, put them in the crock pot, put them on low. It'll be okay.
Sure.
So I timed them, and I got up, and some of them had exploded.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
I like that,
split.
Though.
Yeah, that's, oh, that, so what?
So they are what
they
are.
Get more, yeah, flavor in there.
Well,
then.
Absolutely.
Did you guys get my message yesterday about BYOHS?
Huh? Did bring, you get that? Yeah, I did, and I couldn't figure out what it was.
Bring your own hot sauce.
Oh, that's,
oh, yeah.
You guys,
yeah,
you guys like hot stuff.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good? Fine. Good? I mean, thank you. And what was the third thing he's on the roll for? Was there a third thing? Besides?
No, that was it. Just, oh, yeah, those. I mean, just those two things right off the bat. I'm like, dang, Warren, showing off on a Friday.
Yeah, that was a flex. That was nice. That, a great job on the yeah, it means like, you know, you're a brag. It's, yeah, a flex. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you've been lifting weights.
I have not been lifting, just myself.
Just getting out of bed, doesn't it?
That's it.
Another squat. I mean, he looks strong. Does he not look strong?
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Warren, strong.
Warren strong.
I get it.
I get the jokes.
Okay.
It's a good t-shirt. It really highlights your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an oldie goldie, too. Look.
That's weird. You have an old shirt on.
Huh. Yeah, from 2016.
That's not too bad, really, yeah, Warren.
How many t-shirts do you have at your house, Warren, that you wear?
Oh, that I wear? Oh, my.
Well, just that you have.
Oh, I probably got 30 of them or something.
30,
I don't
know. Bruce? T-shirt count? Bruce has a lot of t-shirts.
Probably 40 to 50.
Several hundred.
Oh, wow.
Several hundred for Monty. Steve, still working on two or three? What do you got?
It seems like it, but I probably have about 30, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm put that on the poll. How many T-shirts do you have?
Yeah.
Bruce is going to have a lot more pretty soon because mine have shrunk.
Nope. Did they? Nope, that's not what happened.
It's not. Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So where did they fly in from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kevin James.
Chicago.
There it was. Chicago. I knew we were going to get a song out of it. I was like, kind of
on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okay, guys, I got to introduce Steve. Acts super excited after his promo or his little introduction is played.
Okay.
Acts super excited.
Okay.
So don't ruin the excitement. Like, we're going to go on the air now. Okay? Are you ready?
Make it believable.
Okay, make it super excited.
Okay, because, okay.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Guys, Steve's here. Wow. Guys.
What a greeting.
Yeah, how about
Hello,
that?
Hello, Steven.
Spontaneous excitement for you, Steve.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Oh, that is something,
Steve. Spontaneous planned excitement.
Well, welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Good to be here.
Friday, glad to have you on a Friday. You get to smell chili dogs all morning in your studio. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe not all morning.
Oh, that's I don't true. Think it'll go be. Away. I think you'll still smell it even after they're done being
that
eaten.
Is the thing about a chili dog. It'll,
man.
Yeah.
That smell can stay with you.
It's going to hang with you for a minute. Yes, Warren.
Well, sing good morning to Steve. Do you guys remember the little squirrel that's going, Alan, 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 Alan? Do you remember that?
I don't know. What's that from?
And then, well, it's just a little gopher. I don't know. And he's just up. And then he goes, oh, hi. No, I think that's Steve. Do you remember that?
I don't. I'm going to look it up now, though.
Steve. I think you sent me that video like, a couple months ago.
Alan, Alan. Oh, no, that's Steve. That's hilarious. I love it. That will be played many times for the rest of the day. Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate that.
Sure. Oh,
fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and I look forward to holding your hand later, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Did you hear about that, Warren?
Did you hear about that?
You know, only part of it.
A little bet payoff, sort of. Yeah. What time do we have to start that? 7 o'clock?
I'll hold your hand, money.
Nope. I think 7's great.
Wasn't it every at the top of every hour? Is that what we decided, Steve? How did that end up?
Well, you said things can change, and then we didn't really decide.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The rules are subject to change.
Yeah.
Somebody did say on the text line after I said, Steve, we'll just change the rules. And you're like, what? And I said, well, rules are subject to change. Then they text and said, Steve, if your name's not technically on the show, you don't get to make the rules. So I was like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Jeez.
Wow. That is valid, though.
We're fighting words. Yeah.
It is valid. I accept it.
Mm-hmm. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Well, guys, it's Friday. That means Alexa is here with another incredible joke.
Oh, good.
Yes. Warren's actually excited.
I like him.
Pay attention.
How do fashion designers like to sleep? With their eyes closed.
I mean,
with their eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
I mean,
it sounds like somebody talking with their tongue out.
Their eyes closed.
Yeah.
Chris Lane's a twin. You know that, right, Kevin? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember one of the greatest things in television history when him and his brother, his twin brother, auditioned for American Idol.
Yeah.
It was dreadful.
Yeah. It's weird because twins are just twins.
People get us so confused all the time. So I don't get a chance to go out after the shows or anything like that, but I get tagged in so many photos a night of people saying, just met Chris Lane, but it's always a picture of him.
That's rough.
When you're identical, you still keep playing the game, I guess, especially if you have a famous brother. That's so funny. Can you imagine he just shows up in the same city and starts taking pictures with people? And how would anybody ever know?
They're not gonna.
No, it's impossible. Right, no. Kevin, do you know who Hannah Waddingham is?
Hannah Waddingham, yeah. She is Rebecca from Ted Lasso.
That's right. And she's also in a new animated movie. Which movie is it again, Steve?
I believe it's Garfield.
And she has to play a villain. And apparently she's kind of become known for a villainous laugh.
I could see that.
Same. I thought the same thing. I just stand there like, yeah.
She's a really good actress.
Very. And so here's what it sounds like.
It's exhausting. I wondered why I used to lose my voice doing that. Mm. But I decided when they first showed me the picture of her, I was just like, oh, God, she's going to have to be really psychotic. Uh-huh. So this chick, she's like, ah!
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good. I could see how you could also lose your voice doing that. Yeah.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you just, you come home today and your significant other's there and she's like.
I think I forgot something at work.
Please isolate that. Yeah.
Here's your honey-do list. Oh, you thought you had the weekend off, did you? It's a hard pass on that one.
I want that as my phone ringer. Yeah,
every time your wife calls, that's what happens.
Yikes.
Easy. And now to last night's Wheel of Fortune.
Phrase and off we go. Tavares, right in the butt. No. Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, part of the problem was there were so many problems. Right doesn't have the same number of letters.
You think?
As this.
Yeah.
The T was already up on the board.
Yeah, I just got excited, he said.
Yeah, yes. No, he waited a long time.
Yeah,
I kind of felt that way too at first, but the more I see the guy, the more I think it might have been a genuine
Pat Sajak's no. Yeah. Is legendary.
Oh, man.
That's a scolding one, you know, it's you're like.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No.
Who says what?
It's got to be the other contestant.
Yeah, I think it is.
What?
What? Yeah. And Pat Sajak gives him the no. And if you'd literally try that again,
yeah,
I'm coming over there.
We're taking you off the show.
We were watching, and Lori and I both said, what? What?
So that was actually Lori's voice that he could be heard through the TV. Screamed so loud.
That was warrant.
Yeah. And that's your audio vault for a Friday. It is the 24th day of May, 2024. So it's 5/24/24.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go ahead and speak into the microphone and say whether you, with that voice altering thing, to tell me whether you've actually hidden money from your spouse.
Perfect. Thank you, Jay. I'm glad that thing's working.
Yes, go ahead.
No.
Kevin James.
Number two, go ahead.
Well, maybe.
No one could tell who that was.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What is happening in here today?
Oh, it's that newspaper, Jay. We need to take it away.
Distractions like crazy. I know. You guys are going at it over there with that paper.
Cigars, 9 cents a piece.
I'm all in on it.
Well, when you find a newspaper from 1945, there's going to be some intriguing stuff in there.
It's more the advertising that is fun to watch.
Absolutely. Just
9 cents cigars, Jay.
9 cents.
For cigars.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
And the George, what was it? George Jones Auto Repair Center?
Yeah. George Jones Auto Repair Shop. Now, this is a Spokane paper, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay, wow. How much was the paper? Do we know what the cost of the paper was?
Oh, probably on the front page.
White lightning.
What do you think, a nickel?
I bet it wasn't even that, I don't think, Kevin. Okay.
I mean,
a cigar is 9 cents. Is the newspaper worth half a cigar?
Absolutely it is. You're getting your daily intake of information, Jay.
I don't know. Can you buy a cigar for $2.50 now?
Gosh, I don't know.
No, even none of us are partakers.
Aficionados.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Doesn't say the price.
All right, well, I'll look it up. I'll see if I can figure it out.
Okay.
Kevin, would you like to explain the game here as we're off and running? Well, I mean, I could play the open of the other game. Do you want that one?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
The motion game, a.k.a. charades, we decided not to play because it's not the best radio game necessarily.
Oh, darn it.
But we will play the sound effects game. We'll pass the phone over here to whoever wants to make the sound effects. I guess we do need a team quickly.
Yeah, why don't you guys pick teams while I do this?
It's time for the sound effect game.
Confused old man. Last week, Steve made the sound effects. They took a little heat for that.
Probably. Little?
Appropriately so. And
we call him Little.
Today, we will go Warren and Bruce versus Jay and Monty with Steve, all-time guesser.
Yeah.
Steve, you can guess on anything you want. Does that sound good?
Oh, I like this. Much better than last week.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will just sit here.
Okay. Kevin, he did the sound effects, guys.
I did. So I made the word, so it would be kind of hard to, yeah.
I guess what? He would know. See, that's what he's saying. Would. He would know.
Now, I will tell you, who wants to do the clues first, Warren and Bruce? Who wants to make the sound effects?
Oh, I will.
All right, okay. Well, Bruce,
and Warren, when you just swipe to the left. I know, it's always confusing.
Yeah, I always do that too. I'm like, wait, does that swipe mean my finger goes to the left?
Yeah, your finger goes to the left.
Or I start, you know what I mean? So it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
I know.
Do I go to the left or do I start on the left side of the screen?
I know.
Confusing. Right, exactly. All right, you want 60 seconds on the clock? Is that what we're
Let's
looking for?
Let's do it.
All right.
Sound effects.
Let's do it. Oh, is Monty going to run the phone?
I'm helping you.
Oh, okay, that's very nice. Very nice. Look at the sweetness today. All right, 60 seconds on the clock and go.
Here's the problem.
We've lost it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I thought you were helping.
6565.
6565.
That's a lot of numbers.
6-3.
Okay.
That was his
passcode.
Okay.
Six-digit
passcode. You ready, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
And go.
Sprinkler.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Bruce. That's a good one.
Nice. Nice, Bruce.
Drinking
water.
Water.
Oh. Close enough.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Very good.
Dog.
No,
dog.
Oof, oof.
Yeah, yeah. Seal.
But yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Good work.
Screech owl. Oh.
A race car.
Shifting gears. Stopping.
Let's see. What else can I do?
Shutting the door.
Going around a racetrack.
Stopping at a red light.
Keep guessing, fellas.
Remember, this is a painful part of this game. You cannot pass.
Yeah, you can't pass.
Oh, you can?
Mm-mm.
Dang it.
And that's it. That's 60 seconds.
But good job until that last one.
Yes. Yeah,
squeaky brakes.
That's a tough one.
Oh, that is a hard one. Yeah, that's hard.
And as I already have it, Jay, I'll just.
Didn't
I'll
have
just
no.
You can give. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You
yeah.
Did a
yeah.
great job, Warren, of making the sound.
Warren, I thought those sounds were great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. As well, let's give it up for Warren.
Yeah, Warren.
Except for the dog.
No, no. I had you at Seal.
It was Seal for sure.
I had you at Seal.
I thought you were going to sing some of his songs.
Well, you know, I don't know. His face came into my mind.
Yeah. Well, he's a memorable person.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Monty, and.
All righty.
Elevator going up and down.
Bing.
Elevator door. Elevator. Elevator.
Bing.
Door opening. Elevator.
Bing.
Top floor elevator.
Nope. Bing.
The noise of an elevator.
There, that's close enough.
Wow, I would have given it to me at the beginning.
No, it was a ding.
That's water falling, a balloon splashing.
Yep,
that's
it. Yeah. Oh. Hi-ya.
Karate chop?
Yep.
Biting an apple. Yep. Biting it. Is that right?
Kerchunk.
Hole puncher. A hole puncher. A hole. Stapler.
Yep. Drill.
Yep. A drill. Power washer.
Nope.
Vacuum cleaner.
Oh, it's a leaf blower.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, nice. Duh.
I don't even know how to imitate him.
Okay, all right. I think we got like five there. Kevin Stapler is hilarious. Thank you for that.
I had to mix it in there.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That was good.
I looked at that and go, well, whatever we can't say, or whatever, that never
not,
is.
Yeah, it's never the secret sound, it but it doesn't is. Mean it won't be the sound effects game. Well done, Monty. Good
yeah.
job. Yeah,
yeah. Nicely.
I thought you were going to pass out on the leaf blower.
Yeah,
but
well, I had to put some effort into it.
I was ready to catch him.
You ready to catch him?
Yeah.
Or passing out? Yeah.
What was the next one, Monty, that you were?
Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't.
And while you have Kevin's phone, why don't you start scrolling through the pictures?
I was planning on it. Mm.
Is that technically a word, though?
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a sound.
A word.
It is a word, yeah.
D-O-O-H.
Yeah.
Hey, you said I could make fun of. That's the only thing I thought. Yeah.
If it was warranted.
Oh.
Oh, that's what the deal
that's
is.
That's something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Warren, this is a test.
Yeah, a test.
What is Kevin's cell phone passcode?
Oh, golly, I've forgotten it. 96606.
Nope. 6563.